Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight's program is a bit unusual because we're live. I'm here, and as a result, especially since tonight's program is a salute to the telephone, any of you who want to use your telephones and say hi or something, feel free to give me a call. Let's see. Yes, tonight's program is the telephone, and we will be hearing various comedic treatments of that most wonderful device from Lily Tomlin, Nichols and May, Bob Newhart, Shelley Berman, and one piece which actually doesn't deal with the telephone but is a very funny use of the telephone by Jerry Lewis on the Steve Allen Show. I've played that on the air once before and gotten a lot of response to it. Other than that, there's something that I want you all to get ready for. I want to mobilize you listeners out there. So be prepared and be ready with a pencil by the end of the show. And let's go directly to one of the most famous telephone operators of all time, Ernestine, namely Lily Tomlin.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at the telephone company. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. Veedle? Mr. Veedle, you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? Pardon? When what freezes over? No. Mr. Veedle, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, Mr. Veedle, I don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus when, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stocks, securities, and other holdings amount to exactly privileged information. Oh, Mr. Veedle! Oh, that's so cute. No. You're dealing with the telephone company. For instance, as I look through your income tax return for 19... Oh, Mr. Veedle, you don't understand. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of it. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, dear me, Mr. Veedle. I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall. I'd advise you to lock up the liquor. He's a mean drunk. Now then, wouldn't you rather pay, Mr. Veedle, than lose your service and possibly the use of one eye? Oh, dear me. You know, Mr. Veedle, I think we can persuade you to pay after all. I want you to listen to a little recorded conversation. Can you hear that all right? That's right, it is you. Do you recognize that other voice? That's right. And do you remember the basic content of that conversation? Wait a minute. I want to hear this part again. Oh, Mr. Veedle. Now, Mr. Veedle, if you're interested, we have 96 hours more. Oh, I think blackmail is such an ugly word. Let's just call it a vicious threat. Well, how very nice. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We will await your check. And Mr. Veedle, there's no reason on earth for you to feel personally persecuted. We may be the only phone company in town, but we screw everybody.
Information.
Operator, get me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K as in knife.
Oh,
A as in aardvark, P as in pneumonia, L as in luscious, A as in aardvark again, N as in Newell Post. Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment. I will look that number up for you.
Right. Thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and
that
I thought
number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil and
yes.
write the number
yes.
down?
I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
Hello,
Fairfax
hello,
Nyan.
Operator, hello,
Information,
hello,
information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
you. Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there. And I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because... I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows, sir.
Oh, come on, come on.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. Information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
information doesn't charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already
gone
through...
When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine.
Supervisor.
All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down
just
to.
A minute,
and well, you stole it. I put it in the telephone and you took
minute,
it away.
You know.
It's
I mean,
my
Bell Telephone course,
well,
wouldn't
miss,
steal your that dime. Is,
they,
you know.
They have stolen
no, I mean, Bell
my
Telephone
dime.
Doesn't yeah. need I, your
I,
dime.
Well, I know. That's
the
exactly
Bell
my
Telephone
point.
Gets millions of dimes yeah, every day. They wouldn't yeah, pick right, out your dime to steal.
They stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, now, miss, look,
I mean, if you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime...
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
That I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew
trying.
It. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. If you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Oh,
Managing Supervisor Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, you see, as I explained to her,
yes.
I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank
oh, no,
you. Thank
no,
you,
no,
Miss Jones.
No, no,
thank
no.
you.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post. Yes.
One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, yes, Miss Jones.
I have that number for you.
Yes?
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you hear the dial tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number, sir.
Dial as I ordinarily would.
You have a free call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
Hello. And hello. Oh, okay. Hello there. I'm fine, thank you. And how are you? Fine, fine. Thank you very much. Is your mother there? I'm fine, thank you. Fine, fine. Is your mommy home? I'm fine, sweetheart. Fine, fine. Listen, honey. Listen. Where is your mommy? Oh, we'll tell her when she's through. I'd like to talk to her, please. You don't have to tell me what, dear. That's all right, sweetheart. I'm fine. Listen, what are you, a little boy or a little girl? Oh, well, why don't you ask your mommy? She'll tell you. I'm fine. Listen, sweetheart, go call mommy to the telephone, honey. Oh, and listen, honey, listen, don't put the telephone on the hook now, baby. Put it on the table, sweetheart, because if you put it on the hook, you... Hello there. I'm fine, thank you. Fine. Listen, you hung up on me, you little. Now, see there, see? See, I told you to put the telephone on the table, and you put it on the hook. No, honey, you see what happened? See, oh, God damn it. Hello. Now listen, kid. Now don't put the telephone down, you understand me? You hold the telephone in your hand, you hear what I'm saying to you? In your fat little claw, you hold it full. Now I'm warning you now, if you put that telephone down, lightning will strike you. and you'll die. I'm God. I'm fine, thank you, fine. Now stand still and scream, Mommy. What are you crying for? I didn't scare you. I can't help it if I'm God. Call your mommy. Hello, Mommy. Marge. It's me, Sid. I'm fine, thank you. I'm not screaming. Seems to me your household has a morbid interest in my health. Your kid acts like the beneficiary of my insurance policy. Do me a favor, tell my nephew he's a boy, will you? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. I asked him before, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. What do you mean he's a baby? Now is when he should know. Now, during his formative years. Don't wait till he grows up and makes an arbitrary decision.
This is the thing on inventions and how it takes like 30, 40 years before an invention is really recognized as being a great invention. It's about Edison. And Edison is very excited about this new invention he's come up with. And he calls all these newspaper people together in this totally dark room. And on a table is a bulb with a filament inside and a cord running out of it. And there's a guy working on a generator over in the corner. And all the newspaper people pile in and they say, what can this possibly be? And they're all kind of buzzing. And Edison walks in and he takes the plug and he plugs it into the generator and this little bulb begins to glow and glow and glow and glow. And finally it fills the entire room with light. Well, with this, the newspaper people run out. They want to file these stories right away. And Edison says, no, gentlemen, wait a minute. That isn't it. And he walks up to the bulb and he says, hello?
Hello, Mr. Siegel.
Yeah?
This is Murray Resin.
Murray?
Murray Resin.
Resin, yeah?
R-E-S-S-N.
Yeah.
Would you get that down right, Mr. Siegel? I was told to call you Bart Sewell, recall?
Are you from Columbia?
That's right.
Okay, what can I do for you?
If you recall, we had the party 2 years ago for the entire affair.
The which affair?
Your affair that you did for us 2 years ago. It was beautiful, Mr. Siegel. Just beautiful. You recall the Drake's cake and all of that?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, Mr. Siegel, we're going to have this affair next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Now, can you handle it? It's going to be for 40 people.
The coming Saturday night?
No, any Saturday you choose.
Uh-huh. Where would you like it?
Well, we would prefer to have a stand-up rather than a sit-down.
Uh-huh.
Could we have it at the store?
Which store?
Your store.
In my restaurant, you mean?
I beg your pardon?
In my restaurant?
No, I'd rather have it at the store, Mr. Siegel. We have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
And we'd like to throw it your way. You get the picture, sweetie?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what do you say Saturday? Is that all right?
Which Saturday?
You name it.
In 3 weeks around?
Fine, that'll be great.
When can you come and see me?
We can be there Saturday.
When can you come to see me?
I say we can come in Saturday.
Saturday, I'm closed.
All right, then we won't have the party.
Why not?
Well, how do we get in?
Which Saturday?
You name it.
I mean, you want a Saturday to make
what's
a party
the difference?
In my restaurant?
It's your celebration, you know what I mean?
What?
I say whatever you want to do. Why shouldn't you enjoy it?
I see.
What does it run?
It's a question, which Saturday and when...
Anyone that follows Friday. I don't particularly care.
You don't want it on Sunday or Monday. You want it...
That's it. We'll have it Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
All right.
Actually, it's a celebration, you know, for the famine.
For the family?
Yeah, no, the famine that we had. We're celebrating that it's over, and we'd like to go right through, like the Romans, and then just give it all up and start over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, what would you say it would cost, Mr. Siegel?
About $5.50.
For the 40 people?
Yeah, a person.
Wait a minute. Now, hold it a minute.
Yeah.
Now, I was told that you were reputable and that you knew your business.
Yeah.
Now, don't pull any of that on me, baby.
No, I'm not pulling
you nothing. Said $5.40, right?
$5.50 a person.
Now it became a person. I told you it was 40 people.
40 people will be 200 and...
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yeah.
I can add, Mr. Siegel.
Yeah.
You said $5.40.
$5.40 a person?
No, you first said $5.40. Now, I have already told them all we're going.
Yeah. All
but right. Not for $5.40 a person.
No, how much?
$5.40 for the whole party.
$5.40 for the whole party?
Well, what are you... Didn't you hear the president with inflation? What are you trying to build?
All right. So,
let me
ask
you this.
It myself.
All right, let's say $5.40 is fine.
Yeah.
Per person.
Yeah.
Right. Now, when can you be there?
Where can I be well?
At the party.
Any party?
Yeah.
Anytime you want it.
All right, why don't you come over now and we can start?
No, right now I can't come over and start.
All right, let me ask you this. Will you have all of the stuff?
All of the stuff? I always have all of the stuff.
Fine. Now, we'd like to start with as much garish food as we can.
All right.
You understand? None of that lox and pastrami jazz. We're having enough trouble. You know, the Arabian problem is still pretty hot.
Yeah.
Is that clear?
It's always clear.
All right, then I'll tell you what. Why don't we meet in the morning?
Which morning?
At your place.
When?
I say, why don't we meet in the morning?
And which morning would you like?
Well, you name it.
Any morning you like.
All right, what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning? I'm possible tomorrow morning.
You're possible tomorrow?
No.
Well, I'm impossible tomorrow myself. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow night?
In the morning.
In the morning?
What time?
Yeah, I'm about 10:30 in the morning.
10:30, I have an appointment with Sid and Bert. We're going to talk about the other affair. What about 11:30 tomorrow?
11:30 in the morning?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, impossible. Friday night?
Friday night. I can't make it Friday night. What about tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning?
What time?
About 10:30 in the morning.
I can't make it. What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, impossible.
Impossible tomorrow night. I'm busy, too. What about Friday?
Friday? Which Friday would you like?
Which Friday do you want?
Which Friday would you like?
Do you want?
In 3 weeks or not.
In 3 weeks?
That's
we have to prepare for it, Mr. Segal. Right?
Yeah.
We have to prepare for it.
That's right.
I tell you what, why don't I call you?
Okay,
what's
anytime.
Your number?
Which number? DE25152 Segal Scotia.
Now, wait a moment. That's DE Segal's what?
DE2.
Oh, DE.
2.
DE.
2.
For me? Did you say D-E-U?
D-E-2.
Oh, well, just hold it. Let me get a pencil.
Yeah, get a pencil.
All right, you start.
D-E-2.
You have a pencil?
I have always a pencil.
All right, take this down.
Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Segal.
Yes?
Why don't you take my number?
What is your number, please?
Dearborn 2.
Yeah?
5152.
5152, that's my number.
That's how I got you. All right, I'll tell you. No, oh, I'm sorry. I'm all mixed up. Do you have a pencil?
Why are you mixed up?
Well, because I have these numbers written down.
Oh, okay. I have a pencil with me.
Do you have a pencil?
Yes.
All right. You'll say Ticonderoga?
What?
Does your pencil say Ticonderoga on it?
Yes, anytime.
All right, fine. Then why don't we bring that to the party?
Okay, we will.
All right. Now take my number down, would you?
Yes.
Dearborn.
Yeah.
What is your number again?
The same thing.
No, what is your number, Mr.
Dearborn.
Dearborn, yes. That's D-E-A-R-B-U-R-N.
That's right.
D-Burn?
2.
What is it?
2.
All right, go ahead.
5152.
25251.
Oh, 5152.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Yes. Siegel. You were talking when I was talking.
Yeah.
Let me try that again. It's Dearborn 2.
Yes.
1551.
5152.
No, 5125, is it?
No, 5152.
Hello, who is this?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Mr. Segal.
How are you?
Fine.
All right, I'll tell you what. You call me. You got my number?
Yes, DE2.
No, you have my number?
Not yet.
All right, I'll tell you what you do.
Yeah.
You want my number?
Yes.
You get it for me at the party.
Okay.
Mr. Segal, don't hang up.
Yeah.
This is a television program calling you, sir.
From where? From where?
This is the Steve Allen Show.
Oh, the Steve Allen Show from New York.
We moved out about 4 years ago, sir.
Yes.
Now, and we're on the West Coast now, but... Regardless of where we are calling you, sir, and we're very indebted to you. Do you have any idea? You know who you were talking to the last few minutes?
I don't know to whom I was talking the last few minutes. I would like to know.
All right. President Kennedy, sir. No, I'm just joking. That was Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. I'm glad to speak to Jerry Lewis. Whenever any time he's in Chicago, he can visit my restaurant, Siegel's Kosher Restaurant, the only kosher restaurant in the world.
Okay. And there you have a salute to the telephone, beginning with Lily Tomlin with Mr. Veedle, Nichols and May with a classic routine of the telephone. That was from a Broadway production that they did called An Evening with Nichols and May. Shelley Berman with Is Your Mommy Home? Bob Newhart with Edison's Most Famous Invention, and Jerry Lewis on the Steve Allen Show with Siegel's Kosher Deli. And I have it on good authority that there actually is a Siegel's Kosher Deli, and it's still there, and that was completely on the level. I ended a little early this week because there are a number of things to talk about. First of all, it was not a wonderful week for comedy. This week, first of all, Andy Kaufman died, and that is somewhat of a loss. I very much remember seeing him at the Huntington Hartford Theater, where the entire audience was taken out for milk and cookies. And I, for one, will very much miss him. I tried to get a copy of the Mighty Mouse theme to play as a tribute to him and just couldn't get a hold of a copy. But the other thing that makes this a bad week for comedy, which is not comparable, of course, but this week Buffalo Bill was canceled. A wonderful, intelligent television series was canceled. I told you all to watch it, and obviously those of you who are Nielsen families didn't listen because the show was canceled. And what I would like to do is I would like you all to mobilize, and we'll just see if this works, and write a letter. You've got your pencils ready. The letter should be written to Brandon Tartikoff, T-A-R-T-I-K-O-F-F, and Grant Tinker, who are the two head honchos at NBC. And the idea is to send the letter to me, and I will forward it on to them. And assuming that I get enough of these letters, I will be able to Xerox them and be able to show around to the press or whatever, this enormous avalanche that I know you people will come through with. At the end of every show, I always give the address that you can write to me to. And, you know, sometimes I get letters, sometimes I don't. But I know that there's just not much to say to me. But here's something that you can really talk about. This was an intelligent, clever, very funny comedy which did not insult the intelligence. And these things come along so rarely. And if nothing else, the possible results of this, apart from the renewal of the show, which we must realize is fairly slim, are that it would be an indication of support for the show, which could result in it being picked up for cable or for an independent network, such as has been done with Fame and Too Close for Comfort. Or it could just show that there are people out there that like intelligent comedy, and if it's not this project, it's another project. But write the letter, please. It would be wonderful if you all came through, and apart from making me feel like there's somebody out there, it'll also maybe make the people that produce television shows know that there's somebody out there that wants to see intelligent ones. Speaking of intelligent comedies on television, there is one that, if you are lucky enough to have cable, you should try to catch on Friday nights, entitled Yes, Minister. I suppose it's time to run my theme music here. It's entitled, oh, that's a bit loud, entitled Yes, Minister, and it's on the Arts and Entertainment Network, and it's from Britain, and I've seen about a dozen of them so far and have not seen a bad one yet. They're absolutely wonderful. They have to do with the inner workings of the British government, and they're wonderful. So anyhow, write the letter about Buffalo Bill. It was a wonderful comedy, and its like will not be seen again soon unless we do something about it. And write the letter to Brandon Tartikoff and Grant Tinker. Send it to me, Bob Claster, care of Funny Stuff, care of KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. If you forget the address, you call the station during the week, they'll give you the address, whatever. But please come through for me on this. Let's just see if this will work. Next week's program is a collection of parodies of pop songs, all sorts of things from the current Weird Al Yankovic to Peter Sellers doing A Hard Day's Night as Sir Laurence Olivier. So that should be a lot of fun. I hope you can join me then next week at the same time, Friday night at 7:30. And until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening, thanking you in advance for writing me that letter about Buffalo Bill, and reminding you, once again, to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.